Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
Back here at Giants Stadium where the Giants 66 over Collingwood 64 for Geelong Marine World into the Giants change rooms where Aiden Corr has been good enough to join us on K-Rock Footy. Aiden, Tom King, Ian Cohen, Tom Lonergan and Heath Buck in the K-Rock box. Thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the win. Is that one of the more gutsy wins you've been involved in aside probably from last year's preliminary final?
Yeah, mate, we're holding on for dear life there. Young Tom Green, having him flicking handballs back inside late in the last quarter. It was scaring me. I was sitting there one-on-one inside D50 with Dugowie. Heart was racing. She was on, but it's good that we could, you know, step up. We've been pretty poor the last couple of weeks and show the fans and everyone else that we've been business. It's good.
Yep. Three-quarter time, you've got Phil Davis and Zach Williams both done for the night. What's the message from Leon Cameron about being able to have that resolve to hold on?
Yeah, look, that was that sucked. Especially losing Zach, you needed that running carry, and Phil was locking down Cox. But we knew we had to stick to Hainsey. He's playing a great role. We put a lot of trust in him. He had to go play tall, and he was incredible in the last quarter. And blokes had to run out the whole quarter. I don't usually play a whole quarter. I like my spell on the bench, but we had to bring Harry Himmelberg back, and he had to play a role. So we just said there was a lot of trust to earn, a lot of respect to earn from each other here, which has been lacking. And it was good that we got it done in the end.
Yeah, look, you certainly got it done. It's Ian Cohen. Well done on getting it done. But when you talk about holding on, how was our big former cat in the mummy? Just was he gasping for air as he headed back to your area?
Well, we actually had a good laugh about that. The big fella's had 9 months off. We called him up for Grundy. he was seriously impressive tonight. Everyone here is very proud of him. The way things didn't go as well. Obviously, we've been playing big sauce, and the way he still trains at the club and turns up every day, still annoying as ever. It's credit to himself, and he's pretty impressive in his poise. And I thought he was pretty impressive late too, which was great.
What was the feeling? You had Steve Waugh in the crowd. I don't know whether you knew that or not. I think he came there with Gavin Robertson. But, I mean, what was the feeling with some of your crowd, at least in this time? You had a small cheer squad. Is it getting back to normal, or is it still really strange?
Yeah, that's pretty cool, actually. I didn't know that. But, it was good. They actually make a little bit of noise. And I reckon we might have got one free kick on the back of them, which was great, which is always handy. But yeah, you got the usual suspects, the big fella with the green headband. Love seeing him up there, and they're pretty loud. And it is getting back to normal a little bit. Obviously, it's a little bit weird, and no one understands. But it's good how we can get a few up here and get them into the game. It'd be good when we get a few more though.
Cruising, fishing, or fun? Get on the water with Geelong Marine World. Speaking with victorious giant Aiden Corr. Here's Tom Lonergan on K-Rock Footy.
And Aiden's born on one of the great days, boys. 17th of May, 1994. 10 years after another bloke was born, myself.
Really? I was just
looking at his birthday. Is that right? That's right, Aiden. Yeah, 17th of May.
That's spot on. Yep, spot on.
And he was born in Northern Ireland as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, came here back in '97. I came here when I was 3. We moved to Perth and then over to Melbourne.
Have you been back at all?
I've been back a few times. Yeah. So a few weddings. My sister actually got married over there. Cousins. So I've got a fair bit of family there, which is nice. Get back when we can.
This is going to be a really obvious question then, though. There's a fair musical group coming out of Ireland called the...
Corr.
Corr. Relations?
Yeah. Oh, we claim it. We claim it to the air, but I don't think it's much there. We definitely claim it. I can't sing at all, so...
It makes for a good pub story, though.
Yeah, it does. I asked Dad, and he was pretty sheepish about his answer, so I don't know if there's anything there.
Mate, I just want to ask about how you're coping after all your injuries. You've obviously been injury-plagued throughout your career, shoulder and ankle injuries. How are you feeling now? And you've played 86 games now, I see, or 87 today. So how are you going now? How's the body? Are you starting to settle into a life as an AFL footballer?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, early years were pretty rough. And I had this little niggle. It was a little crack in the sternum and annoying things like that. But I think, I don't know, this pre-season, I don't know if it was the 8 weeks off. I was on the tools a fair bit. I actually lost a little bit of weight. And I got a new little puppy, and I've been walking the dog, and I think dropping a few kegs, my groins have never felt better. I feel like I'm moving better, getting more contests. I actually feel really good at a lighter weight, considering last year I was running around a bit heavier.
And you might have to you'll have to play on different types now. It looks like Phil Davis is hurt. We don't know at the moment, thinking a hamstring, but he'll be sorely missed, mate.
Yeah, definitely missed. It's just, you know, even his communication and leadership out there is just huge, let alone his ability to play. But, you know we had to play in different types. Like, I was running around like a little dog chasing Stevenson early, and he was flying, and last week I was on Bruce, so it's a fair difference there. That's like lightning quick, but, you know we got to be adaptable. Like, Sam Taylor's the same. He sort of plays on all types, which is good.
At 195 centimetres, you're a good height, mate, but you've got a bit of speed yourself. Has that always been a strength of yours? I mean, obviously, you knew you were going to be playing on Stevenson, and that's one of his major strengths, but you're pretty quick over the ground yourself.
Yeah, not too bad. I don't know if I'm as quick as Stevenson. He showed me up a little bit there. not many blokes are, though. But, yeah, it's something I try and use to my advantage. You know, you can take a bit more ground here and there and cover the other boys, and then, you know, burn it back to catch up, but it always has been something that's been there. Probably relied on it a little too much earlier in my career. It found me out a couple of times, but yeah, getting the hang of it, and like I said, losing a bit of weight, I think I got the speed back, which is nice.
You've been pretty humble, mate. I thought after quarter time he was hardly sighted, so you must have been doing something right.
No, mate, I was just playing my role for the team. You know how the answer's meant to go.
Well, in that first quarter, though, you did have one kick that clearly scrubbed off the side of the boot and missed everything by about 30 metres. You must have thought, oh, I hope it's not a night like tonight.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I've got that out of it.
Hey, Aiden,
yeah,
what's on?
Stinker.
What's on for the weekend, Aiden? What does Acor get up to when he's got the weekend free? Obviously not as restricted in what you can do as we are back in Victoria.
Yeah. It's actually, I moved over to Bondi just recently, so I'll be down to the beach a little bit of recovery. I think we can have about five boys over, so all clear for that test. So two of the boys will come round. My girlfriend's up here, so, and that little puppy I just got, who's been a handful. Yeah, I'll be cruising. There might be too much on because obviously after the last couple of weeks, we've got to knuckle down and get ourselves ready for next week. But just 9-day break's very handy.
When you go to Bondi, and do you run into any of the Sydney boys and they go, hey, what are you doing this side of the Parramatta River? You're in our turf.
Yeah, it actually surprised me how little you actually run into them boys. But we share the plane with them there anyway, so we see them enough. Play on.
Just duck down to Icebergs for a couple of Sunday Arvo soothers tomorrow, mate, will you? Or?
Oh, mate, I just bought that, I think it's 25 pass membership, and I can't even get in now. Shattered about that, but no Icebergs for me.
Hey, Aiden, really appreciate you having some time with us on K-Rock Footy. Well done on your performance tonight, but also the team. Obviously, 2-2 sounds a whole heap better than 1-3. You would have been off the pace a little bit, but 2-2 ahead of a big clash with the Giants. I think it's the final clash. You got a bit of a break now, I think a 9-dayer until you play them in the Sunday night game next week. Really appreciate your time. Great to catch up.
Tom Lonigan's going to send you a birthday card too next
year. Yes. I'll send one back. That'll be perfect.
Hey, hopefully we can talk to you again on K-Rock Footy throughout the season. It's been great to catch up with you.
Beautiful. Thanks for having me, lads.
Aiden Corr joining us there. Thanks to Geelong Marine World. How good was it?
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's
great to talk to the players that don't do a huge deal of media and
get to know them
a little bit.
He's a Northern Knights boy. I didn't realise that.
McLeod.
McLeod.
Over the railway line.
It's
I was going to talk to him about
it's
that.
It's a tough area, Kayser, isn't it?
Correct.
It's probably not the area you'd like to
hang around. No, we wind the windows up when we're going through there.
Wind them up.
I get the staff to wind them up.
Talking. I was going to say.
I just dropped the intercom. Father Gill. Windows.
So Fothergill's your driver,
yeah.
Jeeves is your butler.
Correct.
Just wanted to double check.
Don't get them mixed up. Clearly, you don't manage staff.
Cruising, fishing, or fun, got to get on the water with Geelong Marine World. GeelongMarineWorld.com.au. I reckon they're out on the Port Arlington Road.
They're going to operate.
Geelong Marine World post-match interview.